You're listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, streaming live on the web at www.wrir.org. My name is Dirty Dacoid Dan. I'm here in the studio with Fontaine.
Hello.
And Carl. Hey.
And Carl. And we have White Cross just about ready to go. Let me run down what we just heard real quick. All right, I'm going to check in with White Cross here. I think they're ready to go. Let's check in. You guys hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
All right, technology.
You haven't heard yet.
Legendary Richmond punk band White Cross on the 80s show.
All right, let's rock.
All right, let's play a song.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Woo!
Oh, three people clapping. Good. I forgot to bring my applause sign.
Oh, man. That's, I knew we forgot something.
I forgot.
What are we playing next? How about Dumbing of America? That's one of our new songs that we're going to be recording next month when we record our new recording.
Sounds good.
All right. Are you guys ready?
You can't even read a book, don't understand that it's the thinking that you're hypocritical, really just thinking of food. Being that just what you're saying, you're just in the world today. The dumbing of America, nobody's got a use for ya. The dumbing of America, DMUBUSA. DMUBUSA, DMUBUSA, DMUBUSA.
White Cross live on WRIR.
It's a dream come true.
Sounded great, guys.
Music from the 80s and music from now, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Spanning the decades.
What do you guys want to play next? How about Didn't See It Coming? Nuke Attack. No, we can't do Nuke Attack because it's followed by that song with the FCC swearies.
No swearies.
No swearies.
Well, that eliminates half of our set list.
More than half. Didn't see it coming. Here we go.
Didn't see it coming. Never the way. Coming out like any other day. Should have checked my mirrors. I should have looked back. Never thought I'd get whacked up. Coming, I lost my head. I wear a coat of red. Didn't see it coming, running fast. Cutting stones from the past. Falling down with the sun. My face in a pool of blood. Running teeth, skin and air. Smelling smoke in the air. To my life, out of shame. Now a dance up full of rain. I didn't see it coming.
That time, Crispy.
Oh, good, good.
Our audience is growing by leaps and bounds, like 25% bigger than it was.
We're getting rowdy out here.
Yeah, well, you know, tear the place up.
What else do we know that doesn't have too many swears?
Something punk, Deaf,
dumb, and blind.
Let's see. Wimpy Boy?
Oh, yeah, we can do Wimpy Boy.
All right, Wimpy Boy.
Just to stay alive, don't have like the standard.
All right, you're listening to White Cross playing live in the studio here at WRIR 97.3 FM, a Richmond Independent Radio.
Thanks. If you like what you hear, call in 622-9747 and make a donation, please. I'm all about money today.
You guys want to play another one and then come on in and talk?
Well, sure.
Yeah, what are we going to play?
How about Boilermaker?
Is the food here?
No, that's too early. Too early for that.
What doesn't? Well, you tell us, Crispy. What doesn't have too many swearies
murder
in it?
Weapon.
Murder weapon. Yeah.
Nuke attack. I love nuke attack.
We'll do that next
set.
Really.
Okay, you want
to do it now?
What?
Nuke attack.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
White Cross. All right. Nuke attack. One, two, more.
Wouldn't be when Rick Brown, I'm free and fair man, super tag, quiet boy, and you drive man. We are what to be when Rick Brown, I'm free and fair man, super tag, quiet boy, and you drive man.
Thank you.
Down and dirty.
Wow, that was short, but brilliant.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to play another song here, and then White Cross is going to come in to the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. I have White Cross with me here in the studio. We're going to yak a little bit. So you guys were like broken up for how long before you did this Benny's Benefit thing?
We played a...
We did a reunion in, I think, 92 or 4. 3, maybe.
Maybe 3.
And
that was at Flood Zone.
Yeah.
Hadn't played for 10 years before we did that.
Yeah. And then we got back together to do the Benefit, and it's just kind of steamrolled on.
So it was so fabulous from there that you just said, man, let's get a solid band together and start putting out new music? Because you did a new song in there, so I guess you're recording some stuff, correct?
We're doing new songs. You know, we're writing new material and stuff, and you know, it just seemed to start working, so you know, why not? You know,
we're not going too crazy, but we have about 7 new songs that we're going to record next month.
Great. So why don't you introduce the people in the band?
Well, we have Rob Mosby on drums,
original drummer.
Right.
Well, second drummer, actually.
Oh, that's right, Scott Price.
Scotty Price was...
You had to bring up Scotty, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
burst
you know.
This man's
history,
bubble.
History, my friend.
But he was there for all the triumphs, right?
I don't know.
No?
I was drinking in the back of the bar when they played all the time.
then we have Tommy Rodriguez, brother of original guitarist Mike Rodriguez.
Who found God.
Or the menudo of punk rock.
Leave him alone.
Yeah,
I don't know who you feel sorry for, Mikey. Yeah,
and then we have Greta, who everybody knows.
Ex-girlfriend of the original bass player.
Yeah, well, actually...
They had more bass players than they did drummers.
Yeah, we had...
That's because there's a dime a dozen.
Yeah, right.
So who was the original bass player?
Original bass player was Al Faulkner.
And Greta used to go out with him?
No.
He lived in Oregon Hill. I don't know.
Does he play on our team?
No, but
I don't know.
The original bass player
that was me that dated Al.
Bass player was Al Faulkner, and then we, for a brief period, we had Penn Rollins, who went on to do Honor Roll and I think he was in some other things. Yeah, and
what's this?
Ben Dewey. Dewey Rowell.
Who was the tall guy that liked to dress up as a clown? Wasn't he in the band?
That was the Red Cross.
Benko?
Red Cross.
Yeah. That was, and now we have Greta, who won't sing.
She still likes to dress up like
Pink Flamingos today. Unless somebody donates $100, she won't
That's
sing
right.
Pink
we were
Flamingos.
Talking about this, and if somebody will call up in the next 5 minutes or before we get back in the studio and donate $100... at WRIR.org, I will sing Pink Flamingos.
And Crispy will play bass.
Absolutely.
In that phone.
$100. Come on.
It's only $100.
622-9747. It's $100. It's a really good cost.
It's only a tank full of gas.
It's more than we make in a year.
It's true.
So are the gigs coming hot and heavy now that you've reformed?
No, I mean, you know, we're scaling back a little bit on trying to play out because we want to get
try to get ready to go record and stuff, and we need to really tone that up and whatever. And you know, we just want to be set for that.
We're holding out for the $200 gigs.
Yeah, and you know, we're scheduled to do the Gorbecue in August. I think that's
supposedly.
You know, that's our only confirmed deal at this point. And no, you know, we have the whole summer to figure out, you know, what shows we want to play and whatever. I mean, we're not, it's not like we're a touring band or anything. Everybody's got stuff to do, so we're just, you know, taking it as it comes and whatever looks good, you know.
If somebody calls in and donates $300,
I'll play naked.
They don't want to see that.
Okay, so that rules out the $300 donation.
Now, for $300, we'll play your bar mitzvah.
Okay, I got a slip, and they just handed me a slip here. Somebody just canceled their $300 donation.
Oh. And I just wanted to say hi to the stinktard up in Northern Virginia.
And Sharon, hey Sharon, fix my motorcycle.
Yeah, he's got a flat tire, idiot.
All right, so what? So is that the only gig you got coming up, the Gore?
Well, that's the only confirmed one. We got the whole summer to you know, do stuff.
To get
we
pool
just
parties.
Don't. We're not trying to do a blitz of shows or anything.
True just, TV is tentatively looking at us for a show about being a punk rock band.
So you already did the serious thing for a lot of years, and you're just like now it's like, this is fun, man. Let's get out.
Well, yeah, well, I know that, you know, there's, you know, this is not for any financial gain or anything. Well, I know the deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's you got to pick and choose what you're going to do, because it's not like you're going to make any money doing it. And you know, I understand, you know, what some of these guys, these new bands that are touring around are doing and stuff. And, you know, hats off to them, because I know they're not making any money.
No, they're just barely getting gas to get to the next town.
And that's what happened back in the 80s and stuff.
You guys,
you know,
toured and opened for a whole bunch of famous punk rock bands back in the day, right?
Oh, yeah, we played with everybody.
All right, drop some names, man.
Circle Jerks, Black Flag, Dead Kennedys. FUs,
MDC,
Social Distortion.
Yeah, we played with all these guys. But see, you have to understand it. Back then, you know, there was a bunch of clubs here in Richmond that would put these shows on. Benny's for one, Rockets, whatever, and we were able to get these big name bands in this town,
mm-hmm.
and they would all come here. Because it was just a madhouse. It was great, you know. It was an awesome thing, and they would all come here to play. And there was big crowds, and you know, people would show up, and you know, right.
You
know.
Do you remember the show? Ian MacKay and I were emailing about this the other day. There was a show at Benny's, Minor Threat with maybe you guys, and somebody pooped in the sink in the men's room.
That was barricaders. Yeah, that was like a Sente.
I think that was at Benny's, actually.
It was at Benny's, and he
Mike Asente.
Well, the poop in the toilet, and it was such a superlative, perfect to poop that he had to pick it up and put it in the sink so everybody could see it.
Oh my God, no way.
And it was quite a beautiful
turd. I never saw that.
It was a handsome turd.
All right, enough of it.
I never saw
it
that.
Scarred Ian MacKay for life. He's still talking about it.
Enough about that, but I remember playing at Benny's, and that might have been your best choice to go to the bathroom was the sink. If I remember correctly. But most clubs are like that. You
did
know,
you ever go to the basement?
There's a working toilet. It's
did
a plus.
Did you ever go to the basement in Benny's?
No, I don't think so.
That's where Iggy Pop and I think, well, I'm not going to... Iggy Pop was down there, and after his show at the mosque, which is now the Landmark Theater. But he was down there. We were down there partying, drinking and stuff. And a female of name who I will not reveal, we all know who it was, but supposedly did some things to him.
Yeah, that's there. Probably, I think I've heard that Iggy Pop story from other from Baltimore and
well, yeah.
D.C. So
yeah,
I think maybe that's a pretty common.
It was cool drinking with him and stuff and whatnot, but I kind of left, you know, before all that madness started.
Yeah, it's like Lux Interior threw up on me, and I thought that was a one-of-a-kind story, and then I found out that, like, he'd done it to everybody. You know? I was like, there's thousands of people going, well, yeah, he did it to me, too, you know? So it's like,
Maybe. Oh, now you feel so cheap.
Here goes that big eBay payday.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We're getting short on time, so why don't we I'll roll a couple songs out here. Why don't you guys play us a couple more tunes?
Will do.
Get back
Pink
in there.
Pink Flamingo, somebody donate $100. Come on, come on.
Yeah, give us $100. Give us $100, and Greta will sing Pink Flamingos, and I will get to screw up the bass part. So
$300 will play your bar mitzvah.
White
Thanks
Cross.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Yeah, no problem. You guys are great. White Cross is going to go back in the studio. I'm going to play a couple more songs here. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio. Radio for the rest of it. You're listening to Songs from the Big Hair, the 1980s show. White Cross in the studio. They're going to play us a couple more songs before we go. We just got a donation on that.
We got that $100 donation from Carrie. Thank you. So that means Greta is going to sing Pink Flamingo.
Greta, you're going to have to
Crispy's
sing.
Crispy's going to be on bass for that one. This is going to be awesome.
Can you guys hear me in there?
Oh, yeah.
We can hear you.
You ready to roll?
Yeah,
this should be awesome.
We're going to do two songs.
Greta's going to sing.
Okay.
We're going to do two songs, and then Greta's going to do Pink Flamingos.
God.
Does that mean Greta will pretty much do anything for $100?
Very funny, Rob. All right, here we go. Politician is another one of our new songs.
I want to be a politician, I want to be the man. I want to use the government, cause I know I can. I'm trying to be just as fair as Joe Nathan. You might think that I care with Malcolm X. I want to be a politician. Everybody vote for me. I'll tell you what you want to hear. It's lie right through my teeth. I wanna be a politician. I wanna be a politician. I'm gonna win. We turn the turn, that's just what I said. We turn the turn, it's like I can. We turn the turn, it's on the win. 'Cause I wanna be a politician. Everybody vote for me. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. And lie right through my day. I wanna be a politician. Everybody vote for me. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. And lie right through my teeth. I wanna be a politician. Everybody vote for me. I'll tell you what you want to hear. And lie right through my chains.
Yay.
Smoking crack, laying on my welfare check. I'm a human wreck.
to me, give me government keys. Just give me government cheese. I want some government cheese. I want government cheese. Just give me government cheese. Government cheese. Government cheese. Government cheese.
Greta's worldwide debut of being a vocal
thanks to the $100 donor.
Yeah, the vocal thing.
This is a song after a 1983 LP, as I recall. What's going on? But they've revamped it for now. Greta's good. I'd never seen Crispy play bass until a couple Sundays ago when they did this. So he's going to play Greta's bass. And Greta's going to sing. She wowed up the crowd that night at Banditos. It was very cool. I hate you all. Oh, Yeah. No! That's what I'm talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, White Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, White Cross.
Thanks, Dan.
It was awesome.